In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
What's news from the Wall Street Journal? Top stories and timely insights.
I'm Charlie Turner in New York. The need to own a car has declined in the U.S. as alternative transportation methods have gotten more popular. These include ride-hailing services like Uber and car-sharing companies such as Zipcar. But while ride-hailing demand has accelerated, car-sharing has hit a speed bump. Let's find out why car-sharing has slowed down as of late from Wall Street Journal Autos reporter Adrian Roberts, who joins us from Detroit. Adrian, is it that car sharing is contracting or that its growth is shrinking at this point?
I would say its growth is shrinking. So there are more people that are deciding, I don't need to own a car, I live in a big city, and I have all these options, whether it's Uber, Lyft, car share, Car2Go. So there's many options for them. But what's happening is in certain cities, car sharing firms are entering the market and expecting more demand than what they're getting. So I think people are choosing to use Uber and Lyft, oftentimes because it's cheaper and you don't have to deal with the hassle of picking up a car, than they would in the past. Maybe they would choose a car sharing service when Uber and Lyft weren't so popular.
So this is just taking people further and further away from having anything to do with a car that they're responsible for.
Right. I mean, they're still projected to grow membership for car sharing services. So they're still doing okay. And there are all these other services, sharing services that are popping up that will make it easier for people to not own a car. So you can take a Lyft if you need to go to a restaurant, or you can, you know, use a car sharing service if you need to go to the grocery store and you have to like lug stuff back. So there's many options for people, but at this point, it might be hurting car sharing services a little bit.
You write that there are various studies that forecast that car sharing will be growing, but this is assuming that existing companies will add members and expand and that new companies enter the market, and that's by no means a given.
No, and it is surprising that we're seeing some car sharing firms contract now, and that's why we hedged that a little bit, because we do think that people eventually are going to move away from car ownership and they're going to choose to use car sharing services. But at this point, they might be getting a little lost in all the other options.
I noticed that most of the main car sharing services are owned by rental car companies. For instance, Avis owns Zipcar, and I believe Zipcar is the biggest car sharing service in the U.S. Mm-hmm. But unlike car rental companies like Avis or Hertz, car sharing companies face their own set of challenges.
Right. The advantage that Avis or Enterprise has is that they have experience managing a fleet of cars. So that's why you see they're often car rental firms own the car sharing services. But what I've been hearing is that a lot of firms will just, you know, dump a lot of cars into a market and expect that there's going to be demand. And there is an argument for using a car sharing service as opposed to just going to a car rental firm and going to the desk. You know, you can pick up a car from certain locations. You don't have to deal with people. So that's a big plus for some.
Exactly.
For some customers. You just click on your app and you have the car.
Sure.
But in some cities, there's too many options maybe, and people are going with Zipcar, who's been around really the longest. Or, yeah, they're just choosing ride-hailing firms.
I'm speaking with Adrian Roberts of the Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to What's News.
We know you well. You who became a multimillionaire at 43, and you who was born one. We know you who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune. And you no longer getting a paycheck, but not needing one either. And also you, who doesn't have to work, but can't help not to. You serial entrepreneur, you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well. And that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Adrian, another potential problem for car sharing services, doesn't it vary by city? I mean, are the taxes different?
Right. So there are taxes imposed by cities on car sharing firms, but not on ride hailing. So that's why we think people might be choosing an Uber or Lyft because they usually end up being cheaper if you're going for a short distance. If you're, you know, you need the car for the day, it's obviously cheaper to go with a car sharing option. But that is hindering their growth. And Car2Go will come out and say, you know, we had to shut down in Miami and Minneapolis because the taxes were too high. So that's part of it. And I think the bigger part is that demand is not as high as they expected.
Right. Obviously, when you have something like taxes, if they tax the car sharing companies, it seems like the car sharing companies will pass that expense along to, you know, its customers. But there are still car makers that are getting into car sharing like Volkswagen and General Motors, and they see it as a growth industry, I guess.
Right. Yeah. Every day you feel like you hear a new announcement of a car sharing service. And I think automakers, you know, they don't want to be left behind. So they want to get into this mobility game however way they can. And there will be a place, I think, for car sharing services in the future. It's just how big will that actually be? How big will that demand be? But they are definitely going to be a part of the future if people don't own a car anymore. You know, Volkswagen or GM, they're going to want to be there and say, hey, well, we have this option. You can use our car. You can rent it. You don't have to own it, so they don't become totally obsolete.
Right. I don't know, though. With the growth of ride-hailing services, I wonder if there's going to be a shakeout in car sharing before too long.
Right. We'll see if Zipcar ends up just totally taking over the market or if there's multiple players. But, you know, people are loyal to certain brands and so we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Wall Street Journal reporter Adrian Roberts joining us from Detroit. Thanks a lot, Adrian.
Thanks for having me.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner with the Wall Street Journal.
Got an Amazon Echo or an Amazon Tap? Listen to the Wall Street Journal as part of your flash briefing. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.